RNIB and British Blind Sport run the See Sport Differently programme. It's all about encouraging more blind and partially sighted people to get involved in sport activities or even just attending sports as well, making things a lot more accessible. Now, today I'm joined by Laura Whittaker to learn a little bit about her sporting passion. Laura, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Hello.
So tell me that you get involved in Ironman style competitions. Tell me, first of all, what they are.
So basically, it's a triathlon. It's a swim, bike, run. But the Ironman 70.3, 1.2 mile swim, a 56 mile bike ride, and then it's a half marathon, which is 13.1 mile run.
That's all.
Yeah.
And that's all in a day.
Yeah, that's all in a day.
How did you get involved in that?
I've been into sports all my life. When I got diagnosed with Usher's syndrome, which is deaf blindness, it was a bit sad because everything my sister was trying to find for me, it was all for 16 years and under, and I was about 19. So it's a bit of a sad moment there where I couldn't really do sport. But then I found Bury Tandem Club, which is a cycling tandem bike charity that basically helped blind people get out cycling. Anyway, so that built my confidence up to getting more into it. And then I thought, I thought I could never run. Anyway, sometimes I still don't believe I can run, but I've ran a marathon since, so. I got into running, so my sister found a running guide for me, and she's like one of my bestest friends now. We've been running for the last 5 years together, and then I've just always wanted to do a triathlon. So you do a sprint triathlon, which is very small. It's like 16 lengths in a pool, and then it's an 11-mile bike ride, and then a 3-mile run. And then from that, I just went straight into the Ironman. I just love sport. I love keeping active. And also, I do it to raise money for charities and just to show that you can still do it, even though you're, you know, disabled or deaf and blind or whatever condition you have. You can do it. You've just got to push yourself and obviously encourage yourself and do all your training. But I absolutely loved it. The atmosphere, the support we've got from everyone in the crowd, the volunteers, that's what pushes me on and that's what keeps me going.
Do you enter competitions then, or do you do it just for fun, or are you more serious than that?
Oh, so when you say competition, it's more the event. So like the Manchester Marathon we did in 2021, we do half marathons, we do 10Ks, I've done the triathlon, obviously I've done the half Ironman this year in June. So I wouldn't say they're competition, they're just events that you can enter. I did try to enter the Paralympics Tokyo 2020. I got picked to trial. Unfortunately, I didn't make it, but again, an absolutely fantastic experience to do. But I have got medals, obviously, from doing all my events that I've done.
What else do you get from it? And obviously, there's the physical fitness side of things. You know, you've got to be fit to do the... What else do you get from it?
So the social side of it, because everyone's just super friendly. And I feel like maybe because I am disabled, so obviously we run. If I'm doing a run, I hold a tether with my running guy, so she's got hold of me. And it's quite elasticy, so I can still feel her movements. Like, even talking to my own running guide, it's nice having that company. But it's just lovely how all the other runners who are doing it themselves, you know, it's not easy, and they're like, well done, you've got this, you know, the positive you get from everybody else, it's wonderful. And at the end of the event, you have a really good chat, so it's a good social side of it. And then because you enter in all these events, and not everyone does it, but it's the same similar people that do it, so then you're becoming friends, so you know, you're making great friends from doing it as well. Like you said, obviously the physical side of it, that's really good, helps you keep fit, I think, mentally and physically. It's something to look forward to as well. So like, I cycle every Sunday with Bury Tandem Club, and sometimes, you know, when you're feeling, because obviously the blind people will fully understand, you have a moment where you just feel like you can't do things, and you know, you're feeling a bit down, but having that something to look forward to, and you're like, yes, you know what, I'm going to do a 60 mile bike ride this Sunday, like that. And then knowing that you're doing it with someone as well, and you know, there's a there's about 6 to 10 tandems that come out every Sunday, so it's just having that friendship and bond with everybody else as well. Yeah, it's really nice.
What's the next big challenge then?
So I've just done 100 miles of cycling, recycled from Bury to Skipton and back. Unfortunately, I don't have a next big event. I did want to do the full Ironman, but I believe that it's stopped in England at the minute. I'd have to go overseas, so that might be a bit more difficult to find someone to be my guide and travel abroad. But yeah, I definitely want to push myself even more. I'd love to do the John O'Groat to Land End, but try and do it where you can get at least to 150 to 200 miles in a day, so I can get it done as quick as possible. But yeah, I'm definitely going to push myself and keep going.
Fantastic. Now, if you'd like to find out about a sport or an activity, seesportdifferently.org.uk, or you can contact British Blind Sport, and that is britishblindsport.org.uk. Laura, best of luck with the challenges, and thank you for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thanks for having me.